The military intervention in Libya came under attack today on Capitol Hill from both parties. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen spent the day explaining and defending the mission to lawmakers. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The long missions in Iraq and Afghanistan were on the minds of many lawmakers today, now at Libya. The committee's chairman, Congressman Buck McEwen, a California Republican, got right to the point with Defense Secretary Gates.
How long do you anticipate our military mission will last?
The military mission is a limited one and does not include regime change. Personally, I felt strongly about that. We've tried regime change before, and sometimes it's worked, and sometimes it's taken 10 years.
So if the United States isn't willing to topple Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, through force, it may have to settle for another long war. Already, the Pentagon has spent more than $500 million on the Libyan operation, and Gates couldn't say how long the U.S. military will be part of the NATO effort. Gates and Mullen kept repeating that NATO allies are now in the lead and not the U.S. Here's Admiral Mullen.
NATO has evolved in ways where they are really contributing significant amount of capability in all four aspects of this mission. No fly zone, arms embargo, civilian protection, and humanitarian assistance. And I think they will continue to do that.
Mullen said the U.S. now will play more of a supporting role, providing such things as refueling planes and communications aircraft. But while the military is reducing its role, others in the U.S. government are playing a bigger part. NPR and other news organizations are reporting that CIA operatives are now on the ground. They'll train Libyan rebels, call in airstrikes, and maybe provide weapons. Republican Congressman Roscoe Bartlett of Maryland reminded Gates that a similar effort worked in overthrowing the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Do you see the use of CIA and U.S. special forces in Libya as following the blueprint we used in Afghanistan?
I can't speak to any CIA activities, but I will tell you that the president has been quite clear that in terms of the United States military, there will be no boots on the ground.
Just not military boots. All day, Secretary Gates tried to limit what he talked about to the military's role, which he hopes is on the decline. But the legislators wouldn't let him. Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews of New Jersey pushed Gates to define success beyond the military for the entire U.S. government.
What would that look like?
I think a policy success would be the removal of the Gaddafi regime and at least the beginnings of the emergence of a more or less democratic government in Tripoli.
What kind of government might come to power after Gaddafi is anyone's guess. NATO's military commander, U.S. Admiral James DeVries, told Congress this week the Libyan rebels may include some members with ties to al-Qaeda. Congressman Bartlett asked Gates about that.
Sir, are we now aiding and abetting the same organizations that we are fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq?
To be honest, other than relative handful of leaders, we don't have much visibility into those who have risen against Gaddafi.
Gates said the opposition, whoever they are, needs military training and a working command structure.
It's pretty much a pickup ball game at this point.
So that's where things stand. The administration supports rebels it doesn't really know. Success is defined as the end of the Gaddafi regime, but the military isn't authorized to topple it. Instead, it hopes that economic and political isolation will cause a regime to fall. That's why Congressman Andrews asked this question.
Do you have any sense of what the plan B would be if this one doesn't work?
I think keeping the pressure on Gaddafi has merit and is a worthy objective on its own.
A worthy objective with no timetable. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.